It's the WTIL Morning News with Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, and Will Stevenson.
And we are happy to welcome in this morning the former Secretary of Agriculture, John Block. Mr. Secretary, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Well, it's a delight and a pleasure to visit with you. Actually, I did get back here, and I am here now, but I'm out at the farm. There's things going on out here just trying to keep the pigs warm.
There you go. I bet this is a winter where it has not been easy for that.
No, it's been a real struggle. The guys out here, I come back about every month and visit and kind of oversee things and make sure things are going all right. But the guys, they've had a struggle this winter because of the weather. You got to keep the heat in the barns for the baby pigs. There are baby pigs born every day. You've got drinkers that get frozen up and heating systems that get in trouble and tractors that, we got a tractor to shop now with the water pumps going on it. There's just something all the time.
John, you mentioned you get back about once a month. Have you been having a little more hands-on since the loss of your son Hans out there?
Yes, that was necessary because he and I, Hans and I, talked every day or two, but he was right here on it and running everything. And now, unfortunately, Gene Shores, and he's worked for us for 35 years, and he runs a show out here, so he's the operational manager, and I guess I'm kind of the general manager, whatever you want to call it.
Well, Secretary Block, talk a little bit about what you're doing now. I guess you won't call it retired life because you're always busy. Any thoughts of slowing down, and what are some of the things that your projects you're working on right now?
Well, other than kind of overseeing the farming operation, I do go into a law firm. I'm a senior policy advisor, so I help them a little bit and meet with people once from time to time. I don't go in every day, but I go in about three or four times a week and leave early. So, but I do that, but I think probably my radio program that goes out to some 500 stations once a week, certainly that takes some time. Now, it's only 3 minutes, so don't get the idea it's a two-hour show or anything, but 3 minutes every week for more than 20 years is, kind of adds up.
Well, but you still have to keep up on things even to do that short radio program, and I'm guessing that the contacts that you've made over the years, you still feel like you have a pretty good handle on what's going on in agriculture and in government out there.
Well, I do think, yes, I do, because close to the power out there in Washington, and then I get out to the country and go to the farm broadcasters meetings, and I think I kind of make sure I'm in tune with what's happening.
Talking with former Agriculture Secretary John Block, and of course we do carry his commentary weekly here on WGIL. Talk a little bit about you're back for to speak at the Chamber of Commerce dinner here tonight. What's going to be your focus of your speech this evening?
Well, I think that probably I'm going to focus primarily on some of the challenges that we face, especially agriculture, because that's my bread and butter, and my roots are in this black soil in Illinois anyway, so I'll focus on that. But I might expand a little more on that, because we certainly have our challenges, but we have a lot of opportunities, too.
John, there is a new farm bill, much to the surprise of many. All of a sudden, we turned the page to 2014, and this thing that didn't look like it was going to happen came together. Do you like the farm bill?
Yes, I like it in some respects, and I'm not so happy with it in other respects. I like it in one respect. I think that we're pivoting towards using crop insurance, more insurance to protect farmers against collapse in prices and bad weather and things like that. But I think it's still too complicated. There's different sections of it that tend to help the farmers in the South and farmers in the North. And it's a fairly complicated farm bill when we sit down and try to decide if it fits our needs or doesn't fit our needs. But anyway, I am glad it's done. And I think that it came together. You're talking about how hard it was, and it was very hard, but I had thought that we would get this done. The Congress cannot get much of anything done, and I thought this might be the one thing that they would accomplish, because they have to be say, well, we got something done. Well, this is it. But the reason they got it done in the end, for a while they had it split, the nutrition part split off from the farm part. Nutrition is 80% of the cost of the farm bill. That's food stamps and school lunch and so forth. And the rest, the other half, is the other 20% is farm supports. But they, in some respect, it says, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. And so the farm lobby, they say, well, they finally figured out what they wanted. And, of course, the nutrition lobby, they wanted money for food stamps. And initially, the House was going to cut the program by $40 billion over 10 years, though. And then in the end, they cut it, I don't know, $10 billion, $8 billion or something. It was not a big cut in the end at all. And so that made everybody pretty happy, and they put it together and they passed. That's the way it was, and I guess it's supposed to go for 5 years, so we'll see how it works once we have it. Let's see how it works.
We're talking with former Ag Secretary John Block, and you mentioned how complicated the bill is, and you know, agriculture is a complicated industry now. There are so many things to take into consideration. My question has always been, and I'm sure a lot of people wonder this, how did that nutrition portion and the food stamps ever get tied in with the farm bill in the first place?
Well, I can't tell you exactly when it was, but it was almost a natural thing since the agriculture does have a jurisdiction over a lot of the food stuff that's going on. So that kind of grew out of that. And then they started putting them together, and they found out how well it worked, because you could get a wide and broad support when you had both the inner city supporting, well, and others too, let's say, supporting nutrition. Then you got the farms supporting farms, and the agricultural industry supporting farms, and you know, it's worked. I would not be surprised if this thing will eventually get split apart, though, because it almost blew up this year, so we'll see.
John, this might be a tough one to answer, but it's kind of been one on our mind of here in WGIL. We carry the Glenn Beck program and Rush Limbaugh on a number of conservative programs. And if you listen long enough, there's just a great amount of concern about the overall situation of this country, especially involving the national debt. And again, you being in the D.C. area for so long, do you think that it's overblown at all, or is there a real threat that the whole house of cards could fall here in the United States if we don't get a handle on this soon? And I guess my other thought is there enough level-headed people still out there, John, that you think there's still some hope to get this ship righted going forward?
Well, I think it's definitely a serious threat to our economy and to the whole country with the debt at the level, $17 trillion, nobody even knows what $1 trillion is in debt, and it's rising every year, and it's just exploded in the last 10 years or so, and I don't see anything right now that's going to slow it down. I had hoped, not that I was hoping for Europe to have a real collapse, but when it looked like the European Union and some of the countries over there, Greece in particular, were going to just, you know, completely go under financially, I'd hope that might give us enough attention and make us realize that we're not far behind. But, you know, they're starting to come around, and so I think everybody's getting a little more complacent about the debt. I am grateful that we do have a number of conservatives in the House of Representatives that are pushing hard to deal with the debt, but it's not an easy thing. I'm still optimistic. There's talk about reforming our tax system, which needs to be done. It's so complicated, too, and there's ways to lower the tax rates, but we've got to plug there's a lot of loopholes where different people and different groups are getting away with not paying as much taxes. So there's just a lot to be done in Washington, and we're not getting much accomplished right now.
talking with former U.S. Ag Secretary John Block. And Mr. Secretary, of course, you did time as the Illinois Ag Secretary as well, and having spent time in the government here, as bad as things are nationwide, nationally, obviously you got to be disappointed with what's going on in the, with the government in the state of Illinois as well.
Oh, yeah, listen, I read about it, and I come back here, and it's kind of shocking that we're not getting our act together. And you look at Wisconsin, and they got their act together. And I think that some of the other states, Ohio's coming around, and a lot of other states that have more conservative governors and general assemblies have taken charge. But I tell you that here's where the crux of this problem is. In cities, in federal governments, and in states, is that it's hard for politicians to vote to cut something that somebody else is used to getting, because that someone that's used to getting this or would like to get whatever goodie it might be, they won't vote for them if they cut it. So the politicians are afraid to trim the sails and tighten the screws, and that's really this is democracy. But when you get to the point that you got more people on the dole than you have that are not, they're going to keep reaching out for candy. That's the way it is.
Mm. Well, and I guess getting back to agriculture, that's a little bit of what was talked about in the Farm Bill, that most producers that were previously getting direct payments said, okay, well, maybe the time has come to get rid of this. We'll do our share to try and fix this debt situation. And so I think from that standpoint, agriculture at least made some concessions, didn't it?
Yes, I certainly getting rid of the direct payments was the right thing to do, and agriculture accepted that without really any fight. They moved some of that money over to the insurance program for farmers, which is good, but they didn't move at all. So we've saved some money in the farm programs, but we still ended up with some complicated parts of it, and we'll have to wait and see how that works out. The sugar program's a ridiculous program too, but it has always been. I don't want to even try and get into it, but we can't seem to get it changed. But over the years, though, we have made dramatic change in farm programs. When I came in as Secretary of Agriculture, we were setting aside, just taking some of the best land in the world out of production and just mowing it for grass and not cropping it. And in the 85 Farm Bill, the last one that I was involved with directly when I was secretary, we did create the conservation reserve. So we were taking some land out of production, but we were taking fragile land out that was more erosive, and we didn't have these annual set-asides of our top land.
We're joined by former Ag Secretary John Block, and you've been in the position. Let's get your impressions of the current Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, who's from obviously the neighboring state of Iowa.
Well, I think it's kind of challenging, but I think he's done reasonably well. I think he got off on the wrong foot in the beginning, because I think that he tended to was catering to the little garden farms in the cities and the little small-time operators, and I don't think he really appreciated who's feeding the world. And it is commercial agriculture, like it or not. Good farms that are efficient, that use new technology. We're producing abundance of food here in the United States. The families are spending 8 or 9% of their family income on food. That's all. And countries all over the world are spending a lot more than that. And we have enough abundance that we're exporting almost a third of our, well, say 30% of our production. So I think he wasn't really appreciating the commercial agriculture as we know it and as we live it day in and day out. At the same time, I think he's come around now and is doing much better on that. I think he's been a reasonable supporter of ethanol, and so in supporting trade, been doing that, and trade's vitally important, as I just said. So, you know, it's a challenging job. It's not easy.
Finally, John, we'll let you be on your way today. Just curious with spring hopefully coming at some point. It doesn't look like it's going to be here anytime soon. Talking a lot about crops. Soybeans seem to be in favor right now, price wise, over corn. I know you guys have been big on continuous corn out there for a number of years. What are your any changes in what you're talking with your workers out there? What you're going to be doing on block farms?
Well, we have one time we were pretty much or heavily into corn, but we've shifted now. We're about 1/3 beans, 2/3 corn, and have been in that range for the last 2 or 3 years. You know, beans, I think the drought, or some drought, let's say, in Brazil is what's one of the things is pushing these beans up. And exports are strong. Corn exports are, too, for that matter. But the beans are strong, and corn is kind of struggling here. It's come back a little bit, but I don't know. We've got a lot of corn, and if we have an average crop this year, we'll have more than enough to feed. That's for sure.
Well, Mr. Secretary, we want to thank you so much for taking the time this morning. Of course, you'll be speaking tonight at the annual Chamber of Commerce dinner. Again, thank you so much for taking the time, Mr. Secretary.
All the best to you and all the audience out there. We all know there's nothing any more important to this country and to the world than the guys and women that feed the world, and that's what they're doing out here on the farms.
Very good. Mr. Secretary, thank you. Have a great day.
Bye.
News, information, and great conversation every weekday morning. The WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.